Friday again on Culture File, and time for one of our guests to tell us about some of the things they've been enjoying in listening, watching, reading, tasting and smelling. And this time it's the turn of Panos Gikos to share with us his Culture File likes.
Hello, my name is Panos Gikos. I am a composer, I'm an improviser, and I also play in a band called The Chat. A series I got into recently, although it's from 2018, is The Midnight Gospel. The Midnight Gospel was made by the same people who made Adventure Time. Adventure Time is a kids' program, but it's a very psychedelic, very confusing program that a lot of kids really like. It has great music. Midnight Gospel, on the other hand, has very recognizable animation, but is a very, very adult-oriented affair.
My name's Clancy.
Clancy!
Can I interview you for my Spacecast? Are you worried because it seems like we're all about to die?
Is that a yes?
It has an overload of images and animation, which combines psychedelic, quite a lot of violent imagery, and lots of very complex layers. It's a very complex series, very short, 10 episodes. It was never renewed. It's on Netflix, and it wasn't renewed again. So it's very interesting, and it's all about loss. One of my favorite books I have attempted to read is called Agathe or the Forgotten Sister. That is a separate book which represents a later chapter in a very large novel called The Man Without Qualities. The author is Robert Musil, who was a early 20th century author. It's extremely interestingly written. I thoroughly advise, if anyone wants to get into Robert Musil, to start from this book and actually finish it, unlike what I have done until now. In terms of music, it's a composer, percussionist, improviser called Maria Portugal. So Maria Portugal is from Brazil, and I first saw her last year, last November, at the London Jazz Festival. She was playing drums for Anthony Braxton, and a lot of people that attended that gig sort of mentioned how impressed they were with her. One album is called Eroshayo. I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly. It has a very unique sound. She uses her voice a lot. It actually is quite out there and quite sort of displays a lot of influences, but has a very, very personal voice. So I really do recommend Maria Portugal. Atravessando a língua até o cais do poema. A podcast. I really am not a regular listener of podcasts. But what I would say is that I have sometimes listen to Philosophize This, tackling a lot of subjects and discussions and concepts in philosophy which span thousands of years. It's essentially a very simplified version of philosophy lectures, and it's for beginners. At the same time, it's very well presented. The voice is doesn't have this sort of dour, monotone approach that a lot of philosophers you hear online discussing their work have. So it's very interesting. Philosophize This. In terms of a scent or a smell, there is something that's completely stuck. In terms of memory or sensation, is the smell of lemons. And when I say lemons, I don't mean the lemons that we buy from the supermarket, but the lemons that grow in trees that you can cut from,
in Greece, especially in the regions where my parents live right now and I grew up when I was younger. So that lemon scent lasts forever, and it's a very deep scent, very strong. And actually, using the lemons with the lemon rind from these fruit is great for a range of things, from sweets to mezes. Extremely strong taste and smell.
Panos Kikos there, and he's currently performing in Jennifer Walsh's Osgald, of which there are two more performances, Saturday at Triskell in Cork and on Tuesday in the Linenhall Arts Centre in Mayo. Coming up tomorrow on the Culture File Weekly, we'll have more about Osgald, including an interview with Jennifer Walsh. Also on the programme, we'll be visiting Charleston in Lewes, a new Bloomsbury-adjacent art space in Sussex. Hear all about that in the Culture File Weekly, this and every Saturday tea time 6:30 p.m. here on RTE Lyric FM and via podcast.